Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to be working on the order of adjectives in English. I hope you like it and thanks to Angelica and Princes who recommended this lesson. I hope you all find it very useful and that from now on you will keep it in mind. Well, how does the order of adjectives have order? Well, yes, it has a special order, especially when you are going to make a sentence online. I will show you when you are mentioning characteristics of the object. Remember that adjectives are that. Remember, adjectives respond to how things are and how they are. Oh, what is the board like? It is white, that is an adjective. What is your marker like? Blue, right? How are you today? Good, those are adjectives. So you keep that in mind, what do I want to show you? At university, when I was studying this topic, they mentioned this word OSC, which can be a memory aid so you don't forget the order. OSASCOM. So, this is 1, 2, 3, it's the order that goes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. There are 8 steps. So, now we're going to do a scan and this means in Spanish. So, the same. COM. What does it mean? So, O is for opinion. What's your opinion of that article? About that thing you're describing. Size, what's the size? Age, for age. Shape, the shape. Color, the color. Origin. Origin, material and purpose. There it is. And this, on the side, is exactly the same, but in Spanish. You decide how you want to learn it, okay? In English or Spanish, you decide. You decide. So, what are we going to write, Pacho? Well, let's get started. I propose, how about we write this calculator? Here's a calculator. It's a little old, it's square and it's black. So, look, we're giving some descriptions of it. So, we're going to place our adjectives, like here, we're going to put them in this place. Let's talk about the calculator. So, we say it's square. Let's see that it's a square calculator. Right? What else is the calculator? Let's say it's black. It's black. And let's say it's also plastic. Yes, that's another characteristic. We already have 3. Let's add another one that's a little old. Old. Now we have a block of 4 adjectives to describe that. Pacho, and are 4 adjectives always described? Well, no, guys, many times we don't even get to 3. In fact, right? That's like for the exercise, right? And so, why the order of the adjectives? Well, there are sentences that sometimes require it. There are even books or exercises that are very detailed and you will find it in international tests, tests from your university or a test that you are going to take. You will surely find things like this. So, that is why it is good to know it. Ready? Let's see what happens here. Let's say that Pacho has a calculator with these characteristics. So, let's say Pacho, right? Pacho, what is it like? It has, right? Not have, but has because this is the third person. Pacho has. Let's put the A and let's start our scan. Opinion. We are talking about the opinion of the calculator. What is the calculator like? We are not giving our opinion. So, opinion is ruled out. Are we talking about the size of the calculator? No. We are not talking about the size. So, ruled out. About the age of the calculator. Yes, we are talking about the age. Oh, Pacho, but there you did not mention years or months. No, but I mentioned that it is old. So it's part of the. So let's put that adjective old here. Now there's something I want to ask you. Since I already have this adjective here, this A, is it correct or not? Let's take advantage of it. Yes or no? Well, no. Because when it starts with this, right? With the vowel sound, I have to put, so it's N. You have it there. So you have old. Now we have old. Let's continue our scan. Shape. What is shape? I'm mentioning shape. Yes, go here. Square. So, we already have this and we're going to add it. So, an old square. There it is. Let's continue. Color. If I mentioned it, look here. Black. So, it's on this side. And what else? Let's continue. I'm not mentioning the origin. The color is already there. Origin? No. Material? Yes, I mentioned it. Look here. Plastic. We'll put it here. Plastic. I've run out of my goals. The adjectives, sorry. What else are we still missing? The object that goes at the end. Calculator. Here it is. So it says like this. Pat has an old square black plastic calculator. Oh. What does it say there? Pacho has an old square black plastic calculator. Guys, do you describe like that? right? However, it's good to keep it in mind. Let's do another exercise. With this other exercise, I want to show you this. This little flashlight can be useful for us here. So we're going to work with this one. Let's say, look how it is. It's tiny, right? So we're going to work with this description. I'll erase this part and we're going to put some adjectives to that flashlight. Let's say that the flashlight has the following characteristics. It's blue, right? That it's small, tiny. Let's say it's pretty, beautiful, and let's say that it's a new flashlight. So there I have four characteristics, Pacho, only four. Well, you can add more, however, we're going to do it with this one. So, let's say that, my friends have a, and we're going to write it here, guys. My friends have a. So, what? Let's do the neighborhood. Opinion. I'm saying my opinion. Yes, sir. Look at it here. Have a beautiful. There's our first one. A beautiful. I'm saying the size. Yes. Look here. Small. A beautiful small. I'm saying the age. Yes. New. A beautiful small new. I'm saying the shape, right? The color. Yes. That's where ours ends. No. We don't have to go all the way to the end. Now with blue, it's our last adjective. We'll put it here. What goes at the end? Very good, the object. So, we put flashlight there. Here we have it. So, this would be the order of those adjectives. What does it say? My friends have a beautiful small new blue flashlight. So, my friends have a new, small, pretty blue flashlight. Done. Let's do some practice and see how we do. I hope you enjoyed this first part. Okay, right now, we're going to practice with these two examples. Let's practice. So, here we have our letters that we're going to use to indicate. Here we have the object and the characteristics. And with this, we're going to start our sentence. Try to do it, please. So, this is, right? This is. Let's put in here. Sorry, this is a. Let's measure what comes next, whether or n. So, this is a. This is a briefcase, right? Briefcase here. And then we're going to analyze our opinion. We're saying the opinion here, right? So, opinion is ruled out. We're saying the size. We're saying the size, not ruled out. We're saying the age, yes. Look at it here. So, let's put this one. This is a new. There it is. Now the shape. We're not mentioning the shape. The color. Yes, sir. Black. Look at it here. It's black. The origin of this suitcase, of this bag. Yes. What is it? American. There it is. American. American. The material. We are saying the material. We are not saying it. And we are saying the purpose. Yes. What is the purpose? That it is school. Here it is. School. And what do we end up with? With the object. So we are left with something like this. So, this is a new black American school backpack. That would be the order of that. Let's do number two. So, suit, which is a suit and we have these characteristics. Swimming, yes, for swimming, ugly, which is ugly, bandai, pink, and Chinese, which is the nationality of China. My mother has a. Let's see then that we follow the same order. So, opinion, what is our opinion? That it is ugly. So here we have ugly. What happens here? Urn. It isn't because it starts with a vowel sound, as we saw earlier. My mother has an ugly. We already have it. And let's go with size. We are talking about size. Yes, see it here. Big. So we are talking about age, right? We are not talking about age, about shape, no. I do have color. See it here. Pink. What else are we talking about? We're talking about well, let's continue. The color, our origin, if it is the origin, is this, here is Chinese. We don't have the material and the purpose is swimming. So, we put swimming here. And what do we end our sentence with? With the object swimming suit. Mai has an ugly big pink Chinese swimming suit. The description is a bit long. So, I hope you liked it. Please, the comments are also for practicing. I hope you get excited and leave me a few practices there to see how it goes. Okay, see you in the next one. See you next class. Bye bye.